Menachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel 13:3, we're moving on from meal offerings to other kinds of voluntary offerings. Here the person starts out by saying, Harei Alai Eitzim. He commits to bringing pieces of wood. Okay, Eitzim, of course, can mean both trees and wood, but in the context here, it means pieces of wood. Now, since that's a plural, it can't mean one piece of wood, so therefore he has to bring Lo Yifchos Mishnei Gzirin. He can't bring any fewer than two logs. Okay, now what are the Gzirin here? Gzirin referring to the type of logs that were used to fuel the pyre, the maracha, in the temple, in the mizbeach, the outer altar there. So the Gemara explains, these are essentially almost like discs cut from a tree, where they were, the discs had essentially a length and a width of a amma, okay? And the thickness, describes the Gemara, and the Rambam codifies it the same way, as the thickness of the kind of sticks you use to smooth out like a pile of grain. I don't know how thick that is, to be honest, okay? But it's amma by that thickness, kind of like a disc or a plate, and you have two of those. Now, the Gemara actually wonders, and has machlokas tanaim, what's the nature of this wood gift? Is it essentially wood for the fire, or is it wood to go on the fire? Now, according to Rebbe, Yud Nasi, this is a wood to go on the fire, the same way that other korbanos go on the fire. So, which is kind of interesting. So, according to that, you actually need to take get out your saw and pull out get some sawdust to pull out a kometz worth of sawdust to put on the mizbeach as part of the offering, and even you'd have to salt it like a regular korban. Okay. Others learn, the chum learn, that's not what's happening. You're not bringing a separate, new, innovative carbon called the wood offering. So either it means wood not on the fire, but wood for the fire. And the two basic approaches here, some learn it means essentially you're just making a basic boils down to a kedushas damim situation. You're volunteering the pay for the wood of the fire. And therefore you could do pidyon, you could just do the value or take the value off the wood and onto something else, and put that on the fire afterwards. Others learn, like Rebbe Gershom, that this actually is a commitment to bring the wood for the fire. And the gzirin are what they use for the fire. So when you say I'm bringing eitzim, you're committing to provide the wood for the fire, and therefore you're basically bringing two logs, at least, I'll call them logs, which are what go on the fire to fuel the fire is burning. Okay. If a person says lavona, he commits to bring lavona. Again, this, like the wood, this is a separate standalone offering, lavona by itself, not accompanying a particular meal offering. So you can do that. Learn from a pasuk. How much? Lo yifchos mekometz. Since he didn't say a specific amount of frankincense, lavona, so therefore he has to bring at least one kometz, because the kometz, the three fingers, whatever you call it, the handful, that is what goes on other korbanos here, and essentially we're sort of mimicking that. Now, period. The Mishnah has a sort of a parenthetical comment here, which is, by the way, Yishno chamisha kamatzin hen. In the conceptual world of, halacha, there are five kometzes that float around, in the world of forms and the abstract that have their place in halacha. What are these five kometzes? So, first of all, is Omer Harei Alai Levona. The first is the kometz of the guy who says, I'm committing to bring a korban of frankincense. He has to bring one kometz of that. That's our Mishnah. That's number one. Number two is, so that lo yifchotz mekometz. The kometz says he can't bring less than a kometz of frankincense. The second of the five is hamisnadev mincha. If a person obligates himself to bring a regular meal offering, yavi'ima kometz lavona. So when he committed to bring the meal offering, that includes the flour, but it also includes, amongst other things, oil. It includes the lavona that goes on top. So he, even though he just was talking about the meal part, let's say, even if he was thinking just about the meal part, well, part and parcel of a mincha is lavona, so that kometz lavona has to come on as well. The third is hamales a kometz b'chutz chayev. We've discussed in the past that there's an isser of bamos, you can't bring karbonos outside of the temple courtyard. If a person does bring a mincha out of the temple courtyard, so if the amount that he offered up to, even to Hashem, but in the wrong place, male b'chutz, if the quantity was a kometz amount, so then he is liable to karas. That's a karas penalty, okay? That's number three. And number four and five are the two bezichin that sit on top of the lechem apanim. Each one has a komitz of lavon inside of it. So those are the two komitzes that are floating about in the lechem, so to speak, that the two that go on the lechem apanim, the showbreads. Now, you might ask the question, you might ask two questions. First is that's a little kind of, it's kind of funny that we're counting the frankincense that goes with the lechem apanim, the showbreads, to be two of the five, because there are taka two komitzes there. But anyways, you are. But the second thing you might ask is, well, what about the most basic din of the komitza, the komitz, which you know and love, which is when you bring a mincha, you have to take a komitz of the meal and put on the mizbeach. Like that's where komitz comes in first and foremost. Why is that listed here in our Mishnah? Bar Tanura says it is listed in our Mishnah by implication. And the implication is the third case where we said if you bring a komitz outside of the temple courtyard, you're liable. From that, you can see that the normal amount to be brought into the temple courtyard is the komitz, and that is the komitz you know and love. And indeed, the two komitzes sitting on the shulchan there with the lechem upon him are two of the five.